Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Are there so many amazing, wonderful, cool things to do here in Mississippi, you ask? You know, you better believe it. Just go to visitmississippi.org to find out a whole lot more. All right. Married to world-renowned blues star and one of our very own Eden Brent, today's guest is insanely talented, an arranger, a horn player with mad skills. He plays the trombone, for goodness sake. I mean, who does that? The piano and the bass with the same impressive skills. Come on. A composer and a recording artist, he's done it all and continues to do so. Although he hails from Barnet, North London, I get my English accent going. That, never mind, I won't do that. Interestingly enough, the Muppet Show, our very own Muppets, was filmed there. Something I didn't know until he told me the other day. He found love, and that led him here to our Mississippi Delta. In 2017, the album Mississippi Slide he made received critical acclaim, radio play everywhere throughout the United States. He spent a lot of his nights performing big band gigs with the likes of Ronnie Verrill, who was the drummer behind Animal. He spent a few years performing and arranging music for the National Youth Jazz Orchestra of Great Britain. Even the late, great Amy Winehouse would sing with them at times. While still living in London, he did an episode on the BBC's Later with Jules Holland with Malico Records artist Queen Emily from Jackson, Mississippi, featuring the Swampers and Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor. That British and Mississippi connection changed the world of popular music. And the Christmas album he collaborated with his wife, Eden Brent, you can check it out everywhere. It takes you back to the 50s as a listener. It's one of the coolest Christmas albums I've ever heard. A one of a kind. And he's been developing his Southern accent the longer he lives here. Okay, not really. Let's welcome in Bob Dowell. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Steve. Good to hear your voice. You know, that's funny you say about the Southern accent, because I know the other day we were both trying to talk to Siri or Alexa in the car, you know, and it didn't understand either of us. So I thought I must be getting somewhere with me.
Hey, Bob. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, I'll do the voice texting all the time, and I just don't have time to look at it. Well, you know, when I'm trying to be safe, right? And then Gwen goes, you know, she goes, do you realize what you text everybody? I said, what are you talking about? So, you know, it's not my fault. I'm always going to blame it on Siri. And she doesn't have a clue, right?
But Eden, my wife, she has the same problem. I mean, they can't understand anything people say, you know.
I think you'd have to almost live in, like, middle America somewhere where you have zero accent, like it's just so generic that you could probably get away with. That's where Siri's from. Yep. Other than that, she doesn't have a clue. She couldn't go on the hills.
Nowhere.
No. Hey, Bob, let's dig in. First of all, I want you to tell the story about George Michael, because the tea thing, we're into Downton Abbey, like I told you. Gwen and I have been wearing it out, right? And if there's a nuclear war, if there's you just broke all the bones in your body, how about some tea? We're going to war, how about some tea?
You used to get those T-shirts, you know, like, what was it, like, keep calm or whatever, you know, drink tea, you know, it's like, yeah. That's the British kind of problem solving for everything, you know, like, you know, your whole family's just being wiped out by a bomb, oh, have a cup of tea, you know, it's fine, you know, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, I swear, I've never seen. So what happens, George Michael's at the height of his career, You're at your house. You're 16. You're basically a kid. What goes on?
Well, the doorbell rings. He's coming around. You know, I just open the door and like, I know that face. You know, it's just, you know, that he's from North London. You know, like Amy Winehouse. I used to see Paul Young in the video shop in Blockbuster. You know, just people wandering around. You know, and then like there's all kinds of sort of people from North London. There's a lot of people there, you know. So he went to a school kind of not far away, and he's just from that part of the world, you know. So he knocks on the door, and I said, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And yeah, he was a nice guy, you know. He's just a local guy, you know. But he's very nice, and I made him a cup of tea, and we waited for the neighbours to get back, and That's it, really.
He was, you know, so he just came in. He was waiting to go to the neighbors. He was waiting to go to the neighbors, and you just said, "How about coming in for a cup of tea?"
Exactly. That's it? Yeah, yeah. He wanted to park in our driveway. That's what it was, because there was nowhere to park.
It's like asking Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley at the height of their career. Hey, Elvis, you want to just come in? Sure, I'd like some tea. I love that.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, so sounds like to me when you're talking about this, talking to Bob Dowell, Bob, did the music scene where you lived, was it? Did you have to grow up there to be? It sounds like it was a crazy, inspiring, and influential for you personally.
Well, I grew up in the I grew up in the 80s. I'm 45 now, so I was born in 76. So it didn't always occur to me as a kid. You know, like I saw kind of pop bands on the TV and stuff, and actually the first record I ever bought was by a guy called Eddie Grant, who was a reggae singer. He did that album Electric Avenue.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, which is the name of a street down in Brixton, South London, where they sell kind of radios and CBs and things, you know, like a street market, you know. And it never occurred to me, you know, he's on the front cover, like dressed in white, and looks like he's somewhere hot, you know, with a kind of white looking house, and it just kind of never occurred to me that he was a Londoner too, you know. I assumed, oh, he's over in Jamaica or wherever he lives, you know. So it never occurred to me so much. But like London is a massive scene for reggae and ska music. So like there's lots of different kinds of music going on, and of course there's a lot of living in a city, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of people from London, you know. So and as a musician, like as a, you know, as a trombone player, there's some real great players and a high sort of standard of playing. So in a way, like, I think if I was from a smaller town, I might have got more sort of playing opportunities earlier on. But because you're sort of surrounded by professionals, you know,
right.
They get the gigs, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the people that were from a smaller town sort of grow up sort of playing, I don't know, playing in sort of pubs and things and getting to play a lot, you know.
Yeah. You know, you compare that sort of like in sports world, a lot of kids in small towns get an opportunity to grow and to work hard and get there. If they're in a big city, and sometimes you're in a class of, say, 200 boys in a class or whatever, you know, in each class, and you're trying to fight for, and sometimes you're a slower developer, right? Well, sometimes when you're slowly developing, it kills your drive and your, you know, and the will to do it because you don't feel like you can. I mean, so when you have time to grow in a small, sometimes a small place, it can lead you to big places. But you're in the basically in the major leagues out the box. So I think that makes you get, in your case, well, I've got to be that good, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's no good if you're the best person in the room or whatever you do, you know.
Yeah,
you've got to be kind of looking at someone else and thinking, yeah, I want to be like that, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like London, where you grew up, the culture, ethnicity-wise, is pretty diverse.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I say, like about the reggae music, you know, I remember as a kid, as a teenager, you know, getting out the tube station at Brixton and there'd be, like, reggae playing. There'd be the smell of jerk chicken and cooking and just, like, it was just lots of different cultures. And then, like, over in Southall, over in West London, there was, like, a whole area that was just Indian people and you know, we used to sort of drive through in the car, you know, on the way to my nan's house, and it was just like being in India, you know. You look on the street, everyone's Indian. So it was cool, and like there's all kinds of different food. Like you can get Ethiopian food, African food, I mean Turkish, Greek food, Lebanese food, all, any kind of food you want. You know, it's music, culture, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
So it's very authentic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. We're talking to Bob Dial. We're going to take a break. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is it. I mean, just it's the place where you're going to plan your next getaway because you're going to go, Mississippi has all that to offer. You dang straight. I'd like some tea, please. I want to know why in a little bit, why everything ends with a question mark with my man Bob Dowell's accent. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar. Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. People are angry these days, but you don't have to be. Let's get 2021 started right, because somebody out there needs your help. At Gateway Rescue Mission, your donation can provide a meal. Your prayer can unlock the power of God to change a life. If we spend more time praying and less time fussing, we can help some people. Go to gatewaymission.org, make a donation, and help change your life today.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
We've all heard the old expression, work smarter, not harder. Those words become a reality when you visit Ace Bolt & Screw. From tools and accessories to every fastener imaginable, Ace Bolt & Screw has everything you need for every job.
Register to win a Predator Talon high-performance electric bike valued at $3,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Located on Julianne Street, just off Gallatin and Jackson, right off I-55 at the Gluckstadt exit, and coming soon to Highway 49 in Richland.
Madison Cellars, proud to be a sponsor of SEC Sports. They're your headquarters for all your wines and spirits. From special party needs to picking up that favorite bottle of wine for dinner, it's all at Madison Cellars Premium Wine and Spirits, Highway 51 at Madison Station Shopping Center.
Stop. David Cox here, Omar Financial. Do you have a 401k, IRA, retirement, or CD coming due? We can help with market-like returns and zero risk. Call David Cox, 957-3841, 957-3841 now.
Innovative Health Clinic in Ridgeland is now offering monoclonal antibody treatments. Monoclonal antibody therapy offers a way to help reduce and prevent severe symptoms in COVID-positive patients and for those who have been in close contact with someone who has tested positive. Most insurance providers will cover the cost. If you are uninsured, you may be eligible for reimbursement through the federal government. To find out if you are eligible for this treatment option, call Innovative Health Clinic today, 601-944-5585.
Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, since 1871 in downtown Bolton, presents Bolton After Dark. Cheers to 150 years this Thursday, November the 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. with music, food, refreshments, discounts, and more, along with the tour of the Cotton Gin with Mr. Ted Kendall from 5 to 7 p.m. Don't forget the $10 gift certificate to B-Town Steakhouse or Bolton Nutrition with a $100 purchase. It's cheers to 150 years at Bolton After Dark at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile since 1871. This Thursday, November the 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. We'll see you there.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I'm Steve Azar. Visit Mississippi.org. Check it out. Trust me. Plan it. It's going to be awesome. You can teach your kids all sorts of very important knowledge about where they are growing up that even you may not know. That's where you go. And my guest today, incredible trombone player, musician, bass player, just piano player. He is so versatile, but trombone is his thing. And I've been blessed to have him on stage. I'm sort of stealing him away from my buddy Rob Mortimer. Sorry, Rob, a little at a time. But it's just amazing to watch him perform and feel his energy with Bob Dowell. He's from North London, as you can tell, that we both have the same accent, as you can tell. Bob, so you're growing up in this area and you're rock and roll. Where does sort of the music education? So it's important for us to continue educating our kids in band opportunities and a lot of public schools and all that throughout the country. You know, America's known that we're losing the arts. And that's what our foundation's all about, trying to reinvigorate that opportunity, for, especially in a music mecca like where we grew up and where you grew up. What was it like for you, and how sacred does where you grew up in London value the education and the opportunity of what you do?
Well, I was really lucky because, you know, London's divided up into different boroughs, you know, and the borough of Barnet, where I live, one day, elementary school, mm-hmm. I came home with a form from my parents with a letter saying you could learn an instrument, you know, and in those days it was free, you know, so there's free, you know, teachers would, you know, brass players and woodwind teachers would come into school and teach the kids to play music, you know, and it was free. I wanted to play the trumpet, but I think I was sort of tall for my age and had long arms, so they said, well, why don't you play the trombone? So that's how I ended up playing the trombone. But and then I just played throughout school, in all the school bands and brass band and wind orchestra and all that. And there's a big band, and there was a great sort of music education scene, you know, in the borough of Barnet where I live. And then later on, I went to study at the Royal Academy of Music, which was also free back then.
Come on.
Yeah, so I got free education, free trombone lessons, and this didn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It didn't.
Did you have to qualify somehow?
Any bearing on it.
I mean, like you had to have some sort of aptitude test or something or nothing.
The only aptitude test I had was
aptitude.
Just before I started learning trombone. We sort of sat. I remember sitting around a table, and we had to sort of see if we could buzz on make a noise on a mouthpiece. You know, you sort of buzz your lips.
Wow.
And it kind of sounds like a duck call.
Yeah.
I guess people can relate to, you know. You know, so that's what it sounds like. And that's all, really, just to see if, you know, before they kind of spend money on teaching me trombone, see if I can actually make a noise, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
But that was it, you know.
That's amazing. Well, that says it all to me. That says it all. Also, it's not aptitude, everybody, Steve. It's aptitude. So I'm getting that right. There's my educator. I mean, I get so twisted sometimes, I swear. All right, real quick. So it sounds like to me, when I listen to you play or any trombone player,
mm-hmm.
it's like the mischievous one on stage in the bunch, sound-wise, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's probably. I've got quite a few mates that makes absolute sense. Yeah,
that's what I feel like when you start playing.
It's a hilarious instrument, you know. It's funny. I mean, it's just fun. It's like that. It changes shape while you play it, and it's you know, you get it. You hear it a lot in circuses, and you know, for years I refused to kind of. You can make this kind of effect called a glissando, which is when you make a slidey sound.
Mm-hmm.
I refused to do that for years, you know, because I thought that was comedy, you know. So I thought I'm gonna take this seriously, you know. I'm gonna just play actual proper notes.
It's just crazy.
But the trombone it's fun, and it's like any musical instrument, really. You just kind of learn to improvise a bit and I don't know, play a tune and copy things you hear, and so it's all a matter of kind of exploring music.
Your history over there, obviously, when we go visit over there, you know, we want to see the castles and all the right. huge estates. And watching Downton Abbey, you know, they obviously had to film that or show they're filming in some place. And you say now they're sort of wedding venues, music venues, bed and breakfasts.
Yeah, these are big old sort of manor houses and, you know, absolutely. I've played in a lot of those places, and sometimes we'd sort of, the band would hang out in the servant quarters, like the old servant quarters.
Wow.
from way back, you know. Like some old sort of castles and things. And yeah, so, I mean, yeah, there's some beautiful old buildings, you know.
Yeah.
And surrounded by sort of farmland and, yeah.
Now, also, you know, it's funny you bring that up, farmland. You think about, like the Shack Up Inn in Clarksdale.
Right.
Hobson's in Clarksdale, all that. Mm-hmm. You think about places that take where basically servers' quarters, right?
Yeah.
In this case, sharecroppers. In this case, you know, that whole thing. And they've taken them and made them these getaways.
Right.
And they recapture sort of the essence of what it was like, but obviously in a modern way. And so many folks love to treat those as destinations. It's interesting, you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And also, like, you know, in England and, well, in Britain in general, that these old houses, like the old money, the aristocracy, the old lords and sirs, and, you know, they've got old money kind of and property kind of left to them, but obviously to maintain this land and this huge house or castle that they've inherited takes a lot of money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they and the money, the old money from the family has gradually kind of run out, so they've got to do something to kind of keep the lights on and, you know, keep the property sort of in the family, I guess, you know.
Right, right.
So that's when, you know, they kind of join the National Trust, and they have, like, tours, people coming around on sort of coach tours and things and having a look around at the old paintings and things in the house, you know. So it's part out of necessity, you know.
It's so much history there. To think that you still have a king and queen, a prince and stuff, to me it's just so... Right. I mean, it's time. Certain things in life change, but certain things don't. And why that? You know, it's almost like you guys hold them with such high regard.
Well, yeah, and also I was thinking about, you know, you said about the history, like where I grew up. There was a just opposite my next to my where I went to elementary school. You know, was a church that we used to go to, and I think it was probably built in about 1100. You know, just or sometime, I guess, just after the Norman conquest. You know, part of it was, you know, and then it's been like added on sort of over the years a little bit. But we didn't think anything of it. You know, it's not like a famous historic building, or, you know, it's just old. You know, and the houses along my street were all sort of built in kind of 1864 or something. And we don't think anything of it. It's just they must have built them well because they're still here. But
yeah.
That's kind of what we think of it, you know. But
right.
But you know, it's just part of. It's just an old place, you know.
I always think of when I go see great churches, huge cathedrals, and all these places that you think about technology back then and how they just and the effort to build and to move stone. And the art that they were able to create.
I mean, these places took years to build.
I know, it's amazing. You know, amazing, though, that they were able to do it. I sit there.
And people would live out their whole career as a builder, and the place still wouldn't be finished.
Right, right.
Like,
exactly.
It'd be longer than lifetimes.
Man, it's just amazing. Well, and I appreciate that so much. And like Gwen goes, you know, I feel like I'm that Chevy Chase moment when he's on Family Vacation or Vacation First One. He's saying, "Yeah, looking at the Grand Canyon," but I couldn't leave, so my mouth is wide open, and it's the opposite. I guess it's the opposite of what he did. Hey, you get to play DJ right now in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio heading into the break. I am Steve Azar. Go to visitmississippi.org. I will preach it forever. You know, we are the birthplace of American music. You know that very well. You came from one music mecca to another. So I'm going to make it really difficult on you. Would you like to hear into the break Eden Brent or Eden Brent?
Let's try Eden Brent. That sounds like a good idea.
I wouldn't even give you a choice. I'd have to come pick you up. You'd be out in the yard if you even made it.
I'd have to hear her every day.
We're going to be right back with Bob Dowell. Don't go nowhere.
Fine. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. Whoa.
folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 61. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low all the way down to 36. Your finally Friday, sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. And for your Saturday, widespread frost early, then sunny skies, high near 68.
This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
Green Home Solutions is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
You could hardly rub two nickels together, but you got married anyway.
Because love can't wait.
She believed in you when no one else would.
Brings joy into your life like only she could.
Today, she is your only need. I'm John Ravenstein.
And I'm Corey Ravenstein. This Christmas, tell her with a gift of something truly precious from Jenniker Jewelry Company.
We are Mississippi's direct diamond importer with more ways to say I love you this Christmas than any place else.
10 times the selection of average jewelry stores.
From case after case of designer gold, gorgeous colored gemstones, couture pieces, and our famous estate collections.
To diamond classics like Jenniker's diamond stud earrings, diamond bracelets, and pendants.
Maybe it's that larger, too. 2, 3, or 4 carat diamond she's always dreamed of.
It's right here, right now, this Christmas at Jenniker's.
Because love can't wait.
Jenniker Jewelry Company, 1485 Highland Colony Parkway in Madison, and JennikerJewelry.com, Mississippi's direct diamond importer.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. We're located in Gladstadt, south of Germantown High. Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful with trees, shrubs, fall color plants, soils, and mulches. Come see Calloway's beautifully decorated Christmas store. Our entire store turns into a Christmas wonderland with a large selection of permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, ornaments, and much more. Calloway's fresh-cut Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands will arrive a few days before Thanksgiving. Our landscape designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape. Give Calloway's a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Come see Calloway's beautifully decorated Christmas store. You will not be disappointed. Bring the family and enjoy the day. Calloway's Gladstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. The EPA is not going to construct flood control pumps for the Yazoo Backwater area of the Delta. This after Congressman Benny Thompson sent the EPA a letter requesting an investigation into the agency's handling of the project during the Trump administration. To say the majority of Mississippi's delegation is upset with the decision would be an understatement.
All I have heard out of this administration is their highest priority is promoting environmental justice. You talk about environmental injustice. I mean, more than 71% of the area is minority.
That's Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, who says Thompson killed the project. Senators Roger Wicker, Governor Tate Reeves, Insurance Commissioner Mike Cheney, Ag Commissioner Andy Gibson, and the Mississippi Levee Board all expressed their frustration with the decision. Because of the reversal, ours will remain the only state along the Mississippi River that doesn't have a backwater pump. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Play the newly renovated Dancing Rabbit. Golf Magazine's The Augusta You Can Play. In the rolling hills of Mississippi, it's one of the Southeast's most awarded destinations. Dancing Rabbit boasts two critically acclaimed par 72 courses, the Oaks and the Azaleas. With great stay-and-play packages starting at just $143, Dancing Rabbit will quickly become your home away from home. Only at Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, a Pearl River Resort destination, Choctaw, Mississippi. Visit DancingRabbitGolf.com to book your tee time.
This is baseball player and fellow Mississippian Jake Mangum. There are a lot of reasons to be proud of my home state. Mississippi State Baseball is one of the reasons, and Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance is another. The dedicated team at Farm Bureau works hard to give me and the rest of their customers the best service possible. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people, the Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can, each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3, on Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I don't even know if Bob Dial sounds right. I guess, what would it sound like in London versus here in the Mississippi Delta? I'm Steve Azar. He's my guest today, trombone aficionado. I mean, he is the man. It is so much fun to be on stage with him. Visit Mississippi.org. Check it out. Bob, you joined the band without me even knowing. This is what I love. You just show up at the Delta Soul this year, and you got your trombone. I'm looking around, and I'm going like, okay. And so it was such a wonderful experience for me. I'm really tired at that event, okay? I'm exhausted. So I don't get a chance to really pay attention. I mean, there was even a couple celebrity guests that were there this year that I said, I wish you could have came. And they said, Steve, we were there.
Right, so, you've got enough to think about without so worrying about what's going on behind you.
So tired. But with that said, I was blown away, and it put a huge smile on my face. And from then on, I called you, I guess I text the next day and said, you've messed up now. The good and the bad. You're going to see some cool crowds and nothing. But you're going to be with me whenever you can be, because it was... it was awesome.
But you made me laugh the other day. We were playing in Boonville, and you were introducing the band to the people there, you know, and you said, well, Bob Dowell, he kind of joined the band at a gig in Greenville, and he sort of never left, you know. He just keeps turning up to the gig, you know.
Hey, listen, you know what? You're the only game in town, by the way, at the trombone.
Well, no, that's exactly. I'm the best trombone player on my street.
I just love it. I love it so much. Okay, so did you ever think, because you told me something I didn't know. I always talk about when people go, oh, the Muppets. But you know, where are you from? Where I'm from, the land of the Muppets. Right down the street here. Did you think about being a kid, and you're telling me they're filming the Muppet Show there, where you grew up, all the way...
Yeah, obviously, lots of things, coming from a bigger city, you know, lots of things. We don't go around talking about the Muppet Show, and you know, because it... there's all kinds of things that happened in London.
But think about where you landed. You not only landed, of all the places in the world that you've traveled and played, right? You land in the right down the street from where it was all created.
Absolutely, yeah. It's probably about sort of 10-minute drive away from where I grew up, you know.
And
there's Elstree Studios. And I think, like, so when the Muppets originally were sort of conceived, and Jim Henson was sort of touting around for a TV deal, or you know, trying to get it, he'd made a pilot, you know, he couldn't find anywhere to put it on, you know, so eventually the BBC, I don't know, maybe not the BBC, maybe it was like I don't know, London Weekend Television or something, LWT, anyway, whoever put it on, they filmed it over there, you know, because they put some money behind it. And this, I think this must have been like 1976 or something, whenever it first started. They filmed Star Wars there, and I don't know, that was Ealing Studios in West London. There's a lot of things that were filmed over there, you know,
right,
that you might not think of, you know.
Let me ask you this. As I read through some of the information I want to share with my listeners about you, you led a band called the Horn Stars. Is that true?
Yeah, we had a horn section. It was like trumpet, saxophone, and trombone, So we used to kind of like, it kind of saves time, because if you want to hire a horn section, you don't have to kind of phone up three people. So it's kind of easier, and we've got we've got kind of charts for all the kind of pop songs that the bands play, so you just kind of phone us up and we turn up and we know all the tunes.
With the Amy Winehouse situation and that sound, where did it come from? Because obviously she sort of eventually fell into a group, right?
Yeah, well, I think Mark Ronson's got a lot to do with her sound. I mean, she was into kind of Etta James and Billie Holiday, I think. So she listened to a lot of jazz music, and that's the way she liked to sing. But I think the sound of her records has got a lot to do with Mark Ronson, the producer, and the Daptones, So yeah, it was just a good kind of marriage of styles, that made her sound.
Yeah, it's a shame, just that some of the great ones are troubled. And they can't see past just sort of almost elevating the need for pain rather than just going looking at themselves in the mirror and go, look what you're in the middle of and look who you're pleasing and giving joy to. And it just breaks my heart a lot of times to see the great ones just not see that.
Yeah. Well, I think also some of the best kind of people that write songs and produce music, they kind of, it's very hard to kind of just sit in your perfect life in your mum's living room and just write a best-selling album, when you haven't got any stories to tell, you haven't got any no kind of hardship or
that's true true.
I don't know.
I understand that part, and I understand maybe her light burned out so fast because she was going through so much pain and was able to be vulnerable and share it all. And maybe it's just here it is and see you later. It's just, but I hate it because every time I hear her sing, I feel like I'm hearing something I've never heard before, but could only come from one place and one voice. It's Karen Carpenter. You know what I mean? You think of her, some of these greats that had their own thing that just left us too soon. And, it's sad, but you got to work with her. What was she like?
She was like very kind of confident on the outside, I think the first time I met her, she like walked into the rehearsal and she said, "My name's Amy Winehouse. That's a Jewish name." she was like straight to the point. She was very well confident, But then she didn't like during rehearsals, or she didn't kind of engage very much. She originally came. There's a theatre school around the corner from where we had our sort of big band rehearsals. This was with the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, And I used to sort of take the rehearsals there sometimes, sort of conduct the band, she went to this theatre school, and she was a bit of a character, and she wasn't getting on great there, I don't think, and the teacher there didn't really know what would be best for her,
Right.
So they spoke to the jazz orchestra guy and said, well, maybe she could come along to rehearsals, I know she's into her music, so she did, and she didn't really kind of engage that much in, she sort of sat and listened, but then she'd get up and sing when it was her turn to sing, and she'd nail it, just completely natural, so she was taking everything in, but she was, she was fun and unpredictable and exciting kind of character,
Let's continue that thought and let's go to who the love of your life is. And so you talk about originality, right? So I grew up watching Eden grow up, right? She was a little behind me. And her sister's so talented. Her mom, obviously, the late great. She was just amazing, amazing singer, songwriter. But Eden and Bronwyn, obviously, and even Jessica for a period, it took it all so very, very different. That explains why they're called sisters and brothers, because they're all so different. And musically, there's nothing that exaggerates that more than that. But okay, so let's talk Eden for a second. So you talk originality. So Eden to me is, there's not another Eden Brent on planet Earth.
No, right. It's funny, like, the you know, it's like you couldn't really impersonate someone if you tried. It's like you can only be yourself.
Sure.
Really what I do, you know, is play other people's music. You know, I play in a band or accompany someone. And sort of my job is to kind of sort of often sort of play what's on the part and, you know, just behave myself. But like if you're a singer or an artist, you know, if you're the front person, your job is to be yourself.
Sure.
And that's what Eden does so well. So it's I think it just comes naturally.
Well, when you say Amy walked in and said, "My name's Amy Winehouse," I feel like that's who Eden is. In her own way, right. Is that girl that walks in. And the thing about Eden that's so special to me is, and which makes great artists great, you've got to be able to sit there with one instrument and bring it. That's always my deterrent. Like, she sounds like you can hear everything else with her, whether it's with her or not, musically, accompanying, right? With me,
right.
I feel like that's such a ticket, and she's got it.
And sometimes you like she like Boogaloo,
sure.
The pianist that really showed her how to play blues and boogie woogie and jazz. You know, was Boogaloo Ames, A.B. Ames. So like you can hear his influence usually in her playing.
Absolutely.
And most musicians, you know, once they tell you who their favorite sort of players are, you think, oh yeah, that all makes sense now. I can hear it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to like Etta James and then hear Amy or Boogaloo and then you listen to Eden, it all kind of makes sense, you know.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's absolutely amazing. We're going to take a quick break because we got a short segment, and I want to talk about the Christmas record because I do the 36 hours, or maybe 48 this year, who knows, we're growing, of Christmas on Super Talk, and I'm going to make sure that we slam that record, Eden's Christmas record, as much as possible. You played it for me on the way home from the drive the other night, and I sat there with my mouth wide open thinking, like, her jazz vocal, which is something I haven't gotten to experience,
was so pure.
So pure. And just, it was the record you guys were able to do together and all the horn arrangements, it shows not only are you married in marriage and matrimony, you're married in spirit musically. We're going to be right back with Bob Dowell. Visit Mississippi.org. You can check it out. Trust me. I'm Steve Azar.
Your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus, or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
This November 19 and 21st, everyone is heading to the Ford Center at Ole Miss University.
Hey everyone, it is Vanessa Williams, and I am giving a shout out to my dear friend, Mary Donnelly Haskell, who is starring in Light in the Piazza. She's fantastic in it. Don't miss it. Go see her.
Please visit OleMissBoxOffice.UniversityTickets.com.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Mascali Furniture, homegrown and locally owned since 1978. We're committed to this community where our team members live and our customers are neighbors.
It's also where a lot of our furniture is made. We carry more brands made in our state than any other retailer in the Southeast.
Look for the Made in Mississippi tags throughout our store. You'll find quality products that support local Mississippi companies.
At Mascali's, we look forward to furnishing happiness for many years to come.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
Catfish farming has always been a passion for me. I was raised up on a catfish farm. I was born into it. But the only thing I love more than catfish farming is my children and my family. I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi, and I'm proud to be the 2020 Mississippi Catfish Farmer of the Year. People all across America love to eat U.S. farm-raised catfish, and I'm proud to be able to produce it right here in the Mississippi Delta.
They say it's better to give than receive, but what if you could receive when you give? You can with the annual Bravo Broad Street Salamuki's 3-in-1 gift card sale. Buy 3 cards and get 1 free, and 10% goes to your favorite local charity. This once-a-year sale is now on through November the 23rd, so don't miss it. Order online at 3in1giftcard.com or visit any of our 3 restaurants to buy in person. Buy 3, get 1 free, no limits. Give as many as you wish, get as many as you want, all while helping local charities. The Bravo Broad Street Salamuki's 3-in-1 gift card truly is the gift that keeps on giving.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We have made ourselves to the last segment of another In a Mississippi Minute. Almost 4 years into this, which started with 4 shows. What on earth is going on with you guys? No, I'm kidding. I'm Steve Azar. I appreciate it so much. I love doing this. I love getting to know my old friends, my new friends, friends I've never met, and become friends because of this show. I think that's what Mississippi's all about. Thank you for allowing me to do that. Team Super Talk, visit Mississippi.org is a true celebration of who we are. Check it out. I'm with Bob Dowell. Bob, we're going to talk Christmas album. You and Eden, you go in to Memphis to record. Take me through the preparation. I'm floored by this record because I swear I think I'm in the 50s.
Right. I think Christmas kind of belongs in the 50s. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nat King Cole. Bing Crosby. Like, so all my sort of favorite Christmas music. You know, is that kind of that sort of period, you know, and it's kind of like a magical sort of nostalgic kind of period of music, you know. So with my sort of jazz kind of background, it makes perfect sense, you know, to write in that kind of big band sort of style. We had four horns, like sax, two saxes and trumpet and trombone, you know. So we can kind of make, with just 4 people, we can kind of make a sort of big bandish kind of sound.
Sure. I'm just a quick question. Did you go back and stack any of those horn parts, or was it
No, just like live in a room.
Okay, got it.
You know, yeah. We recorded the rhythm section first, and then after that was done, we did the horns all together, you know.
Sure, yeah, man.
But yeah, just really, so just, I mean, the studio was a little bit, there wasn't really enough room to kind of get a good sound all at the same time. So
right,
it
right.
kind of worked out best. And so, you know, when you're kind of writing music and arranging parts, there's no rehearsal, you know what I mean? So you have to kind of be a bit careful with, you know, sometimes you have to do stuff not all together, just to make sure it's right, you know.
So when you're planning to get into the studio here, you have to be very disciplined on your end. Well, as an artist, I'm disciplined enough, and I'm prepared. Believe it or not, I'm as wild-minded as I am, and I know Eden's the same way. You do get prepared for the studio because you're running the show in there, but especially when you're producing a record, and you're not relying on anybody but yourselves. In your case, you guys are joined at the hip beyond, right. you know, and so it's a team, really collaborative team effort. How much preparation went in before you went in, and then?
Well, basically, all the studios are expensive. You know, if I don't know, if it's like something like $800 a day or something, you know,
right.
to hire a studio, so you can't waste time in there. Like, you can't sit around sort of writing songs, or you know, so you've got to go in prepared, because all the preparation sort of saves money, basically, you know. So you have to write all the parts, make sure everything's kind of legible, so the players can just come in and know what they're doing straight off, no questions. So it just saves time massively, you know. And like I say, there's no rehearsals, because you know, that costs money too. And think, you know, records, as you know, are self-funded. I mean, unless you've got a sort of huge record company throwing money at it. So you've got to be kind of real sort of efficient with your time, and organized, you know. So make sure that there's no note clashes or chords that don't go together. You know, it's all got to be sort of pre-planned.
Right.
And things run smoothly.
You and me, our time has expired on In a Mississippi Minute. I can't believe it.
So, I know. We jumped around quite a lot, so I hope any of that made sense.
Yeah, well, I think that everybody knows that we're born in the same town with our accents. They're the same,
right,
as everybody
exactly.
can tell. And but look, I'm looking forward to sharing the stage. I know we're doing Christmas at the Creek, down at the Creek together. Going to be a Hallmark moment in Leland on December 4th. So I'm excited about having Eden there, and myself, and so many other artists. Just going to be a lot of fun. Rob's going to join us. Tyler Tisdale. Just so many. So we're excited about it. The Pertizzis are going to join us locally. Just love him and his daughter Ava. I'm trying to think who else come. The Burford sisters. We're going to have Barry on bass, my band. It's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to sharing the stage with you. That's our next time. Blessings to you and Eden. And we've been with Bob Dial, folks. Incredible. He gets to be the bad boy on stage with that trombone. And I'm better for it. Visit Mississippi.org is it. We'll talk to you later. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it. And I'll see you soon.
All right. Later on, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.